This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Tuesday rejected a suggestion by President Donald Trump that government physicians are lying about the severity of the virus to the American public. Trump retweeted a comment from a former game show host, Chuck Woolery, who, without evidence, claimed that, quote, everyone is lying, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the doctors, not all but most, that we are told to trust. That, again, is a quote from Chuck Woolery on Twitter that Mr. Trump retweeted. Navy Admiral Brett Giroir, one of the several physicians who've been in the face of the government's response to the pandemic in the United States, told NBC's Today Show, and this is a quote, we may occasionally make mistakes based on the information we have, but none of us lie. Mr. Trump is facing a tough re-election contest in November against former Vice President Joe Biden. He has for months downplayed the impact of the virus and most recently claimed the impact of the new surge in the number of cases in the United States is 99% totally harmless. Mr. Trump has had little contact in recent weeks with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, and said that while he likes him personally, Fauci had made a lot of mistakes, another quote from President Trump. Giroir painted a different picture of the soaring number of new coronavirus cases, sometimes more than 60,000 daily in recent days. State governors that had reopened their economies have now ordered bars and other public places to close again in an effort to try to curb the spread of the virus. The U.S. federal government has carried out the first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction. This is VOA News. The British government has banned China's Huawei telecommunications equipment company from playing a limited role in Britain's new high-speed mobile phone network. Britain's Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden said the country's telecommunications operators have until 2027 to remove Huawei's equipment that is currently used in Britain's 5G network. Britain's decision could have wide-ranging implications for relations between the two countries and signals that Huawei may be losing support in the West. Dowden said the ban was imposed after the U.S. threatened to cancel an information-sharing deal due to concerns Huawei's equipment could allow the Chinese government to penetrate British networks. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson agreed in January to give Huawei a limited role in Britain's high-speed network, but the decision sparked a diplomatic disagreement with the United States. Nearly 3,000 civilians, around 16 per day, have been killed or wounded in the conflict in Afghanistan in the first 6 months of this year. That's according to Afghanistan's official human rights body. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission issued its report Tuesday in Kabul, indicating that the civilian casualties, while still high, have dropped by 11% compared to the same period last year. The greatest reduction was among children. 630 were wounded or killed this year, compared to 951 last year. That's a drop of around 33%. Britain's health minister announced Tuesday it will be mandatory to wear a mask when visiting retailers in Britain beginning July 24th, with fines of $125 for noncompliance. Speaking in Parliament, Health Minister Matt Hancock said the government came to the decision because, in recent weeks, since retail shops have reopened, sales assistants and cashiers have suffered disproportionately from COVID-19. He said the death rate among male retail workers is 75% higher than the general population, and it's 60% higher for female retail workers. The health minister noted face coverings were made mandatory last month on public transportation and the National Health Service settings, which he said were very successful in making people feel comfortable with using those services. Children under 11 and those with certain disabilities will be exempt from having to wear masks inside shops. Britain has one of the highest COVID-19 death rates in Europe. It has lost nearly 45,000 people to COVID-19. And China reacted strongly Tuesday to the Trump administration's rejection of China's broad territorial claims in the South China Sea. It called Washington a troublemaker and a disruptor of regional stability. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.